All right, Ms. Mister, welcome to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Your first trip here.
My first time, yeah.
Thank you very much.
We were just talking backstage that your song has really connected with the Sonic boys and girls. It must be a little strange for you guys coming all the way from New York to a place like Edmonton that you've never been before, and there's this connection with your music with people you've never seen, never met. It must be a pretty cool feeling.
It's honestly the best feeling in the world, especially that song, Hurricane, was sort of the... When we first read it, we sort of thought it was maybe a song just for us. We really liked it, but we weren't sure, like, really what it was. It's sort of out of our, wheelhouse in terms of the stuff we'd been doing. And it's just amazing that a song that means so much to both of us has connected in this way.
Now, it seems like you guys have only been a band for a few years. So can you just talk about how fast things have gone for you as a band?
I think we've been really fortunate in that, you know, we've had the amount of success we have in our first project ever as being a band on our first record. And I guess it's been quick in the scheme of things, but for us, I think it's been a slow and steady build. I think we've been a band for about 3.5 years now. And I feel really lucky. I feel like nothing came too soon. We were prepared for every step. And I think we're just riding the wave and enjoying the success and enjoying playing shows and getting to come to new places for the first time and see people connect with the music. It's really awesome.
When you play a festival like this, do you guys ever get a chance to hang out and watch some bands that I'm sure you guys look up to quite a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the best parts of playing festivals, and especially hanging out backstage with other bands. Like, it's really great, especially when we're traveling, you know, just with a group of 6 people. It's really nice to have some, like, to see your friends and have, like, external social, you know, opportunities, I guess, outside of the immediate band. It's really, really fun.
You start to
be on, like, the same tour cycle with acts, so you keep running into people at the same event, so that sort of starts to feel like your family on the road.
Like, oh,
that's
you
really
again.
Fun. Yeah, and yeah. Also, like, falling in love with the band's performance and then wanting to see them every time they're at a festival. It's awesome.
Do you ever find yourself fanboying and fangirling over a band maybe you haven't met before?
Oh, totally, yeah. I don't think Max and I are very good at love. You know, keeping our enthusiasm to a minimum. I think we're just generally, like, pretty excitable people and are always gushing. You know, I think if you love a band or love their music, you need to let people know that. So
now there's this interesting, like, debate brewing. Jack White plays here tomorrow, and he's openly against people being on their phones and taking photos and videos while he's performing. Where do you guys stand on that?
We're sort of a live and let live sort of band. You know, I think we want people to engage with the music however they're going to engage, and we're very sort of, we try to embrace every sort of new way of consuming music. If it's, you know, we're always looking for new ways to release music online and sort of find new ways of engaging with fans. So if people are filming, it's not necessarily something that we're opposed to, or it doesn't really bother us, I don't think. It's nice that people want that memory, I guess.
Yeah, however people want to be involved and invested in the show, it doesn't make me feel any more disconnected from the fan because they have a phone in front of their face. I still feel like they're paying attention. I mean, the best way for us, regardless of the phone, is if people sing the words back to you. I mean, that's the best.
However, I do not watch. I never film a show.
I don't film a show either.
And when I'm in the audience, sometimes I don't like seeing the phones, but it doesn't.
It's personal preference. Yeah. You know, teach their own.
When you guys come to a place like Edmonton playing a festival, like you said, you've been a band for about 3.5 years, so you've obviously played a lot of club shows and theater shows and smaller ones. When you come to play a big one, how do you connect with the audience right away in a place you've never been? Is it a challenge, or does it just happen naturally?
I think it just happens naturally. I think whatever space we're in, big or small, we try and make it as epic and dramatic and over the top as possible because that's the nature of the music. But also, I think we do a really good job of making it feel intimate between us and the audience. I think that comes from just, I don't know, paying attention and making eye contact with the people who are in the audience and making them feel like you're aware that they're there.
I try to connect with every person that I can see at least one point during the show, and I think that brings people in no matter the size of the stage. And, you know, the music that we're making is ambitious and it's big and it's grandiose, so in some ways, while the club shows are really fun, in some ways we feel like it makes more sense on one of these big stages, and so it's really fun to sort of, like, let the animal loose a little bit in a bigger venue.
And final question for you, what can Edmonton expect from a Ms. Mister live show?
An emotional roller coaster and a very good time, and hopefully people singing along as much as possible. We always think the mark of a good show is if people walk away and they've lost their voice.